Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's very clever. It's episode 38. She's here. Light the fuse and stand well back. It's Linda Pollard!
Kapow!
Kapow! It's the Roman candle of the paranormal, Linda Bloody Pollock.
Linda put wrong paper in recycling.
We'll ignore that and just get on with the show. Linda, what's been going on in your world?
A mysterious tome has appeared on my doorstep, and I presumed it was from you.
Practical magic for beginners. Is it... Why me? Do you think I believe in trickery? Is it trickery or what?
Because you and that flipping nut job there have been saying I'm a witch. So I presumed it was some sort of goading from one or the other, or both of you, to be honest.
Definitely not. The only reason I say you're a witch is...
Three saggy tits.
But that aside... You're not remotely a witch. Tell us about this book, Linda, do.
Well, I did a little look at it because I was thinking, what on earth are they trying to say with this?
Now I know about all that. What is it?
So it's got, for Dana, who always knew I could do it, and for Aina and Aina. Fancy calling
For Dana and Aina?
Can't call a kid Aina.
No, you cannot.
Well, I'm going to get called at school.
That is absolutely asking for trouble at school. For Dana and Aina.
Yeah. Well, this book apparently is divided into four parts, which you should be familiar with.
Yeah, the four parts of the
book. Essentials of energy healing.
Yeah, no,
diving
no.
into divination.
No, I know all about
getting
that.
Started with signs and spirits and simple remedies, recipes and spells.
Diving into Aina, I can see that. Go on, tell me what...
It talks about the essentials of energy healing.
I know about all that.
Chakras
easy.
And that. Oh, auras.
Piece of piss.
It gives you a little key to the colours of auras. Can you see mine?
It's... purple.
Right, let's have a look, see what...
Today is purple.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go on.
That would make... That's spooky.
Go on, what does it say?
Purple is associated with the third eye chakra.
You make me feel shaky.
That's why.
And generally aligns with intuitive ability and spiritual connection.
Yeah, that's right.
It's rare to see purple in the aura, as most people do not seek to develop their psychic abilities.
But you are. No, you are hoping to develop your psychic energies.
I think it's all bollocks.
No, you do not.
When someone has an indigo purple aura, it's very likely they are psychic or currently collecting psychic information.
Well, you're a very, very mysterious person.
Linda farted in the kitchen.
Strange.
She's got a brown aura.
It was a brown aura. It was a Rita aura. Go
on. Violet purple aura indicates a visionary with a desire to do good for humanity. Oh, that's
true. You all over.
That's true.
That is you all over.
Muddy purple means they may have spent too much time in the spirit realm. Oh, muddy purple.
Muddy purple.
I can feel the spirit in my arm.
In my arm. I can see the spirit in your arm. It's a purpley, muddy colour.
What colour's your aura?
Well, do you have a look at me and tell me what
I
you think?
I can't see out, really. No. Just, what, you look...
All right,
you
gold.
Look a little bit green.
You have a look. What is gold? Gold aura.
Gold.
It's the best one. It's
gold,
the best one.
Gold is another rarely seen aura colour.
That's it.
When someone attains spiritual mastery...
Mastery?
And has become an ascended being on a higher plane of existence...
Yes.
Wow. They will usually have gold in their aura.
Well, you know why.
I do see ghosts.
That's right. I think we've had enough of the auras
gold
now.
Gold usually shows up around the head like a halo or around the heart.
All around the heart. I think we've had enough of that. Thank you,
what
Linda.
A load of shite.
No, it's not shite. And if you don't want to take part in this and get back to your new job, then you can.
Shh, can't talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will... This is a Halloween special.
Ooh. So, John...
Get out. Get out! Linda does this show ironically, and it's a proper paranormal bloody show.
Oh, careful
show.
With your bell there.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've struck my bell too hard and it's fallen on the floor. Right, listen, it's Halloween. Do you understand? Mm. And I am thinking of having a party. We're going to have all the stuff, apple bobbing.
Bobbing, yeah.
Pin the tail on the donkey. Obviously, I've got a few people coming up. I've looked up the health and said, not allowed to do that now. No apple bobbing. Not allowed to do that now. That's just called apple now.
Just eat an apple.
Look at an apple. Go and eat it in case you're choking. Pin the tail on the donkey, it's just called donkey.
Yeah.
Where you look at a picture of a donkey.
You have to get consent, you see.
You have to get consent. Get all that written, all that. And Blind Man's Muff, we're playing that, but that's a variation.
I used to play that with my sister. I'd blindfold her up and then go out.
Well, we might do that with Rufus. Right, listen, this is what I was looking at today. Doing a bit of research on Halloween.
Yeah.
High street shops, and this is true, this marketing Halloween outfits. This was in HiggyPop.com. High street shops marketing Halloween outfits are children, including, get this, a Jack the Ripper, the possessed girl. This is for children from The Exorcist, and a dead pet.
Oh, God.
They also do the sexy stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
Miss Teen Hot stuff. This is for kids. Bloody outrageous. One such company, get this, you won't believe this, according to this HiggyPop.com, is Party Pieces, owned by...
The Middletons.
The Middletons, isn't it? Carol and Michael Middleton, you know, the new Princess of Wales's family.
Yeah.
They are common.
They are, deliciously so, yeah. Can you imagine them rocking up?
Oh, what are the... Buckingham Palace.
It looks a bit old-fashioned round here, so we bought a few balloons and that from the warehouse.
What are we going to call the kids when they're born? Lovely Chardonnay. It's a lovely night for the kids. Oh, is it all quite hello, Your Majesty, and it all that? You know, they are coming!
We've all got crowns. Look, we got them from the warehouse.
We're wearing our tartan. It's Burberry. It's a family tartan. Here's the crest. Yeah, so that's the Middletons. You know what they're like in there?
Yeah.
They've gone down a peg or two, the royal family, haven't they? Including them.
Well, I think they had two, to be honest, because the blood was getting a little bit thick, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it was. Anyway, so that's them. Now, I just want to say this. Dressing up tarty is something that people... You know, ladies do... I don't know why they do that.
Why not? Get them out.
Well, there is that, and it's a little bit of fun. But if you go to... Honestly, I looked it up. Pretty Little Thing. Now, I don't want to sound like the Reverend Ian Paisley, but have you seen what's on offer?
Yeah.
It's bloody filth!
I know. You know what my dad would have said if I'd have worn them?
What?
Put a cardigan on, Linda. You're not going out like that.
Oh, it's an absolute disgrace. But also quite nice at the same time. I wanted to... getting back to the supernatural.
Yeah.
This is an email about the planchette. Do you know what a planchette is?
Is it a way of cooking meat?
No, that is grilling. What it is, it's the thing that goes on a Ouija board.
Oh, the pointer.
The pointer. Now, this comes from Claire and Kevin. You might remember them from last week. Claire and Kevin from Paranormal Research.
Oh, the racist
research,
ghost people.
The racist ghost
people. Not that they're
people.
Racist.
Not that they're racist.
But they're the racist ghosts.
They were talking about racist ghosts.
Yeah.
And they sent this is a story about the Fairfield Manor Hotel York. Very, very haunted. The planchette actually moves.
Does it
and
now?
They sent me a video... This is a video of a man. You'll hear all about this in a minute because they'll tell you all about it. But to cut a long story short, I'm going to play this out. This is a man suddenly discovering the supernatural is real. I'm going to play the video. Linda, please talk us through it.
I'm looking at an old study. Like
a study?
Of,
spooky?
Can you imagine where the sort of Sherlock Holmes type thing? Lots of books on the wall.
Yeah.
It's very dark.
Very dark. Shake your camera.
Oh, there's someone there.
Could you maybe move something to show me that you're here?
Yeah, okay. Right. Nothing yet. There nothing moving yet.
Your standard call out there.
Well, it is a standard.
Yeah.
So cynical. Go on.
because I don't think you're real.
There we go.
So start unless to get, you move something.
Get a bit leery and wind them up. Boom.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Why is he shocked?
Look, it's moved. The planchette.
Oh, my fucking God.
Right, so now he's moved the camera and you can see there's something on the floor.
I don't
it looks
know
like a sponge.
See my arm.
Oh, I can see fingers, yep.
There's no fucking way I could have reached that from where I'm standing.
No, but you might not be on your own, love. Right? The camera was not on it when it flew through the air, so...
Oh, fucking cool. Are you mad?
Right.
That proves now...
What are you talking about? You've seen some... There's something on the floor. The planchette was on the floor.
I didn't see that the floor was empty before.
Well, he was holding the phone, wasn't he?
I just heard a bang.
Yeah, you heard a bang, yes.
Yeah. However, there's no one else in there. That sounded like... No.
Well, let me tell you something. We're going to speak to these people right now, and they're going to tell us exactly when on. When I say speak to them right now, I did it yesterday, but I'm going to play it out to you, all right? This is Claire and Kevin from the York Hunt. York Hunt. York Hunt Paranormal Research, York. Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Clinton. Hello.
Would you please, first of all, for any... you know I'm a believer, but for any negative people like Linda, could you please just confirm to me what you know, that there is such thing as another dimension, if you will. Kev, with you first, why are you such a believer in this?
We do events around York and we've seen so many things.
Are you trying to copy my voice in a silly way, Kev?
Absolutely not.
Right, okay.
Absolutely not.
Speak properly.
But we are so passionate about what we do.
Yes.
And we really... York is the most haunted city in Europe, according to National Geographic.
Right.
And it has over 1,000 ghosts that are regularly seen.
Over 1,000.
And we only work in York. Right. So we're going through the tick list to try and see them.
Where is bottom of the table for ghosts, would you say? I'm going to Milton Keynes. It's a
Milton
very...
Yes. I think Milton Keynes was probably...
Very unspiritual and a bit of a shithole. How about you, Claire? Tell me, have you experienced anything firsthand right in your face?
Yes.
Right. Can you please expand? Christ's sake, could we all die of old age?
There's so many. I'm just trying to think of the ones that are the most poignant.
Yeah.
In the morgue.
Right, in the morgue. Put the spooky music on. In the morgue. Claire, what happened?
It's just a really creepy place.
Where is
we
it?
We had...
Fairfield, did you say?
Fairfield Manor.
Fairfield
Manor is a hotel in York that was a sanatorium.
Mm.
And there is a little morgue in there, very small little place.
Yeah.
And we've taken guests in there and we've been completely silent and we've recorded EVPs in there.
Right, okay.
Of spirits in there.
For those who don't know what EVP is, could you just please explain? I know what it is, but I get a lot of dickheads listening to it.
It's an electric voice phenomenon.
And then, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And what sort of things were they saying? Because there are those people who say it's just picking up from the local taxi firm, etc., don't they?
We were asking questions like, how many spirits are in here? Can you tell
say?
Us how many spirits are in
here? £72 to Heathrow, did he say?
No, they said seven spirits.
Seven spirits.
Another occasion, they said there was three.
All right. What, change his mind sort of thing?
No, more than one talking.
Okay, let's cut to the quick.
You threw me a bit there, Clinton, because there's so many to choose from, I couldn't think of one.
What happened with the bloody planchette?
The planchette was a guest.
What's a planchette? Tell everyone what a planchette
is what you will, is when you see these people using Ouija boards.
Yeah.
They put their hand on the planchette and it moves from side to side.
Right.
In responses to a yes or a no.
Yes.
In this occasion.
Yes.
Our planchette is about the size of your hand. It has metal wheels on the bottom of it to make
That's
it go easily. And we had this planchette and this guy came with a party of four people.
Yeah.
He was dragged along, as sometimes it happens with groups who come to these events.
That's it, I know.
And yeah, you'll know from your gigs.
My gigs, and, yeah. A lot of people are dragged on to my gigs. Trust me.
He came in and his family were up there and they were having a great time using the planchette and really taken by it.
Yeah.
Tried to get him to do it, wouldn't have it.
Right.
Eventually, he said, I'll get up for a minute. And he went up for a minute and he stayed on for about 20. And when he sat down, with his head in his hands. And I thought, well, I better go and make sure he's all right because he's obviously had a meeting with spirit. He's been
a funny turn. Stop me if I'm getting too technical, but I call it a funny turn. Yeah, go on.
Funny turn with spirit. Absolutely.
Right.
So at least he just said, well, I can't work out how you've done it, how you've faked it.
Yeah.
So we don't fake anything. So I said, how do you think we've done it? Well, maybe with wires. So we got him to go under the table, prop him in the torch, and feel around, and no wires there.
Right.
With batteries, so we showed them the planchette, there's no batteries in there, no way to put a battery.
Yeah.
So we finished the activity, we left the room, and he said, can I go back in there by myself?
Right.
He said, yes. So he goes back in there by himself, we hear him talking, and a couple of minutes later, he's out quick.
And that is the recording we heard, is it?
And that is the recording he took on his mobile phone as a complete sceptic.
Right.
Wanting to prove everybody wrong, that not this, these things don't exist.
Right.
And he came out of there, hallelujah, a believer.
What about those spirits who can attach themselves to you?
We get that question a lot from people who come to our events.
Yeah.
So we have to do the protection around people and make sure that, you know, that at the end of the night we do the protection as well, so that the spirits have to stay where they are. And so far, they've all been good spirits and they've behaved themselves. So we've had nobody going away and phoning us up later on and saying they've took somebody home. And
I once thought, I went to a haunting in Television Centre, you know, when they disused some of the studios. Those were put in mothballed. And I'm sure I picked up the spirit of Brian Cant from Play Away. I found myself at home setting up dolls, making things out of sticky back plastic. I had an old Humble that I set up next to a teddy bear and I had to say, Cant! That's Cant, Brian Cant. Disappear, I said. Cant! Fuck off, Cant! I was PLAYing all day long.
Yeah.
And did he go?
No, but he coming through the round window. I'm thinking of getting Fluella Benjamin round and seeing if they've got any... You know, I can see you're disinterested in that. Right, listen, tell me this. Where can people find you? Can they join you?
They can. They can find us on our website, which is www.paranormalresearchyork.co.uk.
Okay.
And they can come and see what it's like to be a ghost hunter.
What happens if people really shit themselves and you have to sort of take them outside and calm them down?
We show them where the toilets are, and so that's the first thing we do. Show them where the toilets are.
Right.
But do you know what? When they're that worried, when they're scared, they go outside. Kevin uses his magical protection with them, calms them down, and then they come back in.
What is his magic protection? A couple of cans of Stella? Or is it
or a cigarette or something like that.
Oh, lovely. What do you want to tell me that you haven't told me? Is there something that really is going to knock my listeners' socks off?
I think that when you come to York,
I think
you'll be visited on stage by Dick Turpin.
Do you think is Dick Turpin from York way?
No, but he was killed in York. He's from Essex.
He was hung in York.
And
he was tried in York.
Well, if Dick Turpin wants to come on the stage, there's me and Ramon on there. He's a big lad. There's not a lot of room for all of us. But, will I see you in York?
You will.
Yes.
In November, you will. Absolutely. Our team is coming.
Oh, bloody hell. And they're all
team.
Corporeal people, are they? They're not dead. They're all... Is that
yes,
human
yes,
being?
And we've advised them that this is a research event, so they're all coming with notebooks in hand to
very good.
Watch
very
yourself good. And
because if you do bring any Dick Turpin, Brian Cant, any spirit, I will be charging because it's a big place to fill. I don't want these people just floating in.
No.
There's so many in York, though. There's so many spirits who are going to join you.
You said a thousand. A thousand, you said.
A thousand, yeah.
Guy there's Fawkes only... might be there.
Really? What did he do in York?
He was born in York.
Okay, right, listen. I want to thank you very much. Anything else you need to tell me?
No. Just keep believing.
You heard it.
Keep
first.
On believing.
That's Claire and Kevin from Paranormal Research York. And please join them because they seem very, very rational people. Put some trousers on, Kev. And I will see you. I'll see you in York. Come and find me, all right?
We will. Yeah.
We will.
All right. Lots of love. Fady Neil, friends.
Bye, Clinton.
Fady.
Rich Fady.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. What do you think, Linda?
I still think it's bullshit.
Well, I'm going to meet them at York. And if you want to come up and meet these people, they are proper. They are proper. Don't pull that face.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes.
I would love to come.
Yes.
And I'll tell you exactly what I think. And I'll be keeping an eye on every single person in that party. And I'll be keeping an eye on all the things around. And if anything is left on the floor and anything untoward happens, I will tell you.
You are so cynical.
Oh, my fucking God.
You are cynical.
I don't think that's a correct way to address the Almighty.
No, but...
Are you mad?
You can address him however you like. I'll just tell you one more time, because I'm so delighted I've got that.
Oh, my fucking God.
Right, Linda, so you come up and you bloody well meet them.
Somewhere he's up there going, what did I do?
Yeah, nothing to do with him. Anyway, listen, if you don't believe that, have a listen to this. The story from Wayne Bruder, thank you, Wayne, of Black Douglas in Salford.
Oh, Salford. I could do a Salford accent.
Here we go.
That's where my people are from.
Can you please press the spooky music, Linda?
Have that. During the 90s, I'd often play down the River Irwell in Salford. We watched Man United training on Lickleton Road, but nothing ghostly or spooky about that. However, oh...
Yeah, you can keep that Douglas, up for the whole thing. Try and make it realistic.
Black Douglas cotton mill was another story. William Black Douglas was a cotton mill owner on the River Irwell. He was called Black Douglas due to how evil and nasty he was to child workers there. He would chain them to the machines, beat them, and generally just be a right nasty bastard.
Ugh, how horrible.
Well, it's naughty.
The factory was shut long ago, but the derelict crumbled remains still lay there for us to play in on riverbank, and we'd crawl through the tunnels and just dick around there. We were often told the story of Black Douglas' ghost riding his horse down the river at night, but we never believed it. One Saturday night, we camped out there, had chippy tea, watched the river flow, and watched the police helicopter chasing the joyriders above our Salford nights. How I miss them. We started to drift off asleep around midnight then, but all awoke with a noise.
Not that noise.
Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. The sound of a horse walking slowly on paving stones. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. It grew louder and louder.
We were all frozen with fear. Clippity-clop. We got the idea. Clippity-clop, loud. Then, rah! A massive beat. Massive beats of a horse. Beast of a horse. Get it right. And Black Douglas sitting on top. We all screamed and scarpered. I was running down the riverbank crying with him chasing me, screaming, get back to work, boy! No matter how quick my legs could carry me, he was catching up. Get back to work, boy! I jumped in the river and wadded, he means waded, over the other side of the riverbank. I could still see him on t'other side. He was screaming and waving his arms.
I ran all the way home and went to bed with the light on shaking. I'd never been so scared in my life. I finally fell asleep and in the morning I woke up covered in wee. I'd weed myself rather than go to the bathroom. I was that scared.
I do see ghosts.
From that day, I never went back down to the riverside and dedicated my life to never getting a job, eh? No way was I going to make Black Douglas tell me to get back to work. And I tell this story from my mum's spare room where I wet myself. First of all, I just turn off the music a sec. I'm not sure, Wayne, whether this was an elaborate joke about just to get to I never do a day's work. If so, a very, very weak punchline. But I did work up, I did look up William Douglas. He was the head of a firm, William Douglas and Company, cotton spinners and merchants. He served the office of Constable of Manchester in 1780. So I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Wayne, as we go to his second story, which is equally terrifying. Scary music, please!
He's done another. As a kid growing up, we were told never to go to the old Kurzel cells at night.
She's possessing him with his terrible dialect, but go on.
It's accurate. It was an old monastery from the 16th century, but now derelict and abandoned.
Are you mad?
It was a Friday night and we saved up our dinner money all week and managed to get a few bottles of MD 2020 along with, Mad Dog, along with tangy cheese Doritos.
Yeah, needless information here. Go on.
The staple Friday night diet of every teenager in the mid-90s. We bought some candles and set off for the night, half pissed by 10 p.m. Then the spookiness started. We started to do a Ouija board.
Oh my fucking God.
Is there anyone there? No answer. Are there any monks wanting to talk to us? Now, then whoosh! The planchette started to move around straight to yes.
Oh, my God.
Linda farted in the kitchen.
I'm pressing the wrong one. Keep going.
It went on to spell get out. Why, we asked. Get out or die. Jesus, we crapped ourselves.
Oh, my fucking God.
Why us? Why get out? Oh, I remember now. It's because we broke into a 16th century monastery.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, my God. We continue to ask questions. The monk on the Ouija board, and was getting really
bored. As in
bored. B O R E D. Was getting really pissed off by now. It spelt out, "God will show you mercy, but I won't." And bang, all the doors blew open.
Shit myself.
Stood there was monk.
Monk.
So dressed in black. That reminds me, my grandma who lived in Salford used to love Monk on the telly. She used to watch it every afternoon.
Just turn the music off a sec. What?
Monk. Yeah, monk.
Right, turn it back on.
In the doorway was stood monk, head to toe in black. We all screamed and scarpod. The monk chased us from the building, screaming, "No mercy!"
Oh, God.
I ran off into the distance with the monk behind me. To this day, I've never drank 2020 again.
I've done a Ouija board only once.
He's having you on.
I think he is, really. Then this ruins it a bit. This is what gives it away. Feel free to, this is what Wayne says at the end. Feel free to change anything if you think you can get some content out of them. Well, is it real or not? I'm not going to change it, am I? Really enjoy the podcast, bless you, and have front row tickets for Halifax in October.
Oh, he wants to read.
That means we sold 10. Keep up the good work and look forward to the tour. That's nice. Thanks, Wayne. Try to keep them real.
We don't need you making
things up. Making stuff up.
Heaven forfend.
Bloody hell.
Hey, I got recognised the other day out and about. Someone knew I was Linda Pollock.
Oh, my God. You know why, don't you?
3 saggy tits.
Ah, yeah, that will be the giveaway.
That's probably why. What did this person say? Well, were they nice to you?
They were lovely. I was sitting next to him and he went, "This is a very strange question, but are you Linda Pollock from the Paranormal Podcast?"
Lovely.
Yes, I am. He was called Gavin and his wife was Michelle and they were both very nice.
Oh, Gavin and Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, all of you, for listening. And if anyone wants to sponsor the podcast, we'd be more than happy. We'll say any old shit, won't we?
Literally.
You might have noticed. Thank you. We will literally promote anything.
Yeah.
South African gold mines.
Yep.
The British National Party. No, we won't be doing that. Joking. Topical joke. Anyway, listen, we will promote most things, so please do get in touch. In the meantime, these are the preparations going on for my Halloween party. First of all, Kat, the producer, phoned up.
New message. Hi, Clinton. It's Kat here from Peter's Fox. Many thanks for the invitation for your Halloween party. Laurie and I would love to come. Just a small thing, but I wondered, have you thought about inviting my nephew Jake? He's a lovely lad. And as you know, it'd be a really nice gesture because he's done so much on your podcast in the past. It would make us really happy as your producers if you could maybe invite him. What do you think? We could just bring him along. All the best. See you then.
So I sort of felt obliged to ask Jake.
Hold up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Clint?
Yes, hi, Jake, hi, yes, it's Clinton here.
Oh, hi, May. Not heard from you for a while.
No, well, I've been very busy. I wanted to get you involved, but with all the supernatural stuff I've been doing with the podcast. But I'm really going, like, deep into it, proper spiritual now, so...
Yeah, what sort of thing?
Well, all that really intellectual stuff with ghosts from actual history in the past and all mystical stuff and festivals, you know, that you're into and all. From the Far East, China and that.
King Ming?
Yep.
What, like, Chongyang?
Yeah, both of them places dealing with.
No, mate, they're both festivals.
Yeah, they sure are. Big festivals that I know all about. Anyway, listen, forget all that. Kat phoned my producer, your aunt, and she suggested you might want to come to my Halloween party at my house on Monday. I suspect you're too busy. You don't want to hang around with a load of middle-aged people like us. So honestly, Jake, don't feel obliged to come over and...
I'd love to come. Can I bring Persephone?
Well, I'm doing a fruit punch, but yes, feel free to bring a bottle. That's fine.
No. Persephone is my girlfriend.
All
her
right.
name refers to the Greek goddess of spring.
Right.
She's actually a druid, so All Hallows Festival, it's a pretty big deal to her.
Yeah, me too, being into the supernatural. And that, but obviously, bring her by all means, and a bottle, as I say. But make sure you dress up.
Dress up? Like what?
Well... You know, usual Halloween stuff, something fun. I don't know, weird vicar. She can come as a sexy devil type thing. I know the ladies always like to get dressed up all tarty and that, so...
mate.
What?
Not being a party pooper, but when you say Halloween party,
yeah.
I was kind of expecting something a bit more serious than tarts and vicars. You'll be suggesting apple bobbing next and, yeah, trick-or-treating.
No way. That's so crass, definitely not.
What sort of thing will be happening then? Because,
well,
as I say, my girlfriend's actually a practising druid. She refers to Halloween as the festival of Samhain, I'm sure you'd know.
Yeah, sowing, yeah.
Samhain.
Whatever.
And she might want to spend the time with her druid practices, exploring a dumb supper, which I'm sure you know Celtic druids perform on the eve of Samhain.
Yes, dumb supper. Just remind me what that is. It's
a silent ritual where one takes an untouched plate and a cup outside for the ancient Pukas.
Yes, and all about that. Yeah, I'm sure we can arrange that.
Look, maybe some fortune-telling or honouring the witch's Sabbath. Dance, maybe?
Dance, yeah, now you're talking. I've hired a DJ, he's providing all the music and that.
So, really? Traditional music?
Definitely traditional Halloween music, Monster Mash, Thriller, Ghostbusters, all the usual stuff.
Well, I'll ask her, but look, not being rude, but I mean, you know.
What?
Don't make me say it.
What?
But it's just that it sounds a bit tacky, mate.
Tacky, right. Well, that is being a bit rude, actually, isn't it, Jake? So, I'll tell you what. You come along and you can tell Zebedee she can go and sit in the fucking garden with empty plates somewhere else!
Persephone.
Yeah, pretentiously, whatever her name is. You can stick your Halloween up your ass. In fact, I'll tell you what, Jake, in the spirit of trick or treat, if you can manage the trick of sticking Halloween up your ass this year, I'll give you a treat. A smack in the mouth, you little shit! Thank you! So, that is where we are at the moment. Right. Got one or two guests coming. You're coming, aren't you, Marlo?
Aye, go on then, yeah.
Very good. That's lovely. Let's turn again to Take a Break, Fate or Fortune and Fortune. Spooky music, please.
Oh, this is a sexy one.
Sexy one from spiritual love coach Dean James Fox. Made up name. He gives advice on soulmates and sex. Does he want me? I work with a guy who flirts a lot. He had a girlfriend for years, and then when they split up, I genuinely thought we would be an item. We did actually have a little snog, only for him to back off.
Oh.
A breath. I discovered that he was on a couple of dating apps and joked with him about it. He told me that his mates...
Can you imagine? I'm fine about it. I really am. It's hilarious. Why haven't you phoned me up?
Yeah. Oh, hilarious. You're left in some dating
apps. I just happened to see you on there.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm joking. No, I'm joking about it.
Why did you swipe left?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a snog, but it's great. He told me that his mate had put him on there. Oh, come on. I'm not sure that's the truth. He blows so hot and cold. Oh, sorry. Embarrassingly, lots of our colleagues think something is going on between us. But it isn't, she says sadly. Every time I break away and cool, he reels me back in again. Does he really fancy...
Linda, no!
I've got to tell you, Linda's got a head in her hands.
I have. Well, I mean, how many more red flags does she want?
Does he really fancy me, or is he just playing games? Help, Erica, 31 Portsmouth.
All right.
Right. Now, have a look at this. This is what the Keely Pot says. Go on.
He feels like a player to me. Yeah, No shit.
Obviously.
Someone who always wants attention, a ladies' man, or to be seen to be. But to be sure, why not try and get some clarity with this ritual called No More Games? It's easy to do. All you need is a pack of playing cards. Oh, here we go.
Do me a favour.
Use the four aces and place them on his desk where he will find them. Then on your desk... or where he will see them, leave the rest of the pack. You're going to come across like a crazy woman.
So her advice is not to just forget about him, or maybe go on a dating app yourself. Stick some playing cards on your desk at work using four aces. And what's it, if he returns all the aces to you, he's still interested.
He probably just thinks, what's this shit on my desk?
I'm very busy, love. Erica, I'm very busy. Come on.
Oh, God.
So if he returns all the aces to you, he's still interested and he wants to get to know you. If he jokes and he gives you the hard card, he's a player.
The hard card?
And the hard card. And if he rubs it all over his winkle, he just wants to have sex with you. He's a player, a man who still wants to hold all the other cards to stay in control. Hope this helps.
It won't help.
All should become very clear soon.
Seeing a ghost up my fanny.
That's the least of her problems.
My God.
That's irresponsible.
Yes,
advice,
it is.
Isn't it?
It is. First of all, you don't dip your pen in the office ink. Rule number
Definitely
one.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Secondly, don't give him a show. I mean, for heaven's sake, what is all this bollocks with playing cards and stuff? Everyone's already talking about you. back away.
Did you hear that advice, people? That is from Linda. She's a woman of a certain age. She's lived a little.
Yes.
She's been through romance. She's been through heartbreak.
Yes.
She's absolutely finding her niche here.
Yeah.
Between her and me, we can offer advice. So don't go to magazines like that, which get you to spread your cards or your legs all over the table.
For God's sake.
Please.
Meanwhile, how's the work getting done in this place?
I mean, the country's on its bloody knees. We should be encouraging British commerce to get better, not dick around with playing
also,
cards.
Also, that thing with the, I saw you on Tinder. Oh, how funny. That is a dead giveaway for you. Please, leave him alone. Actually, you say that he's blowing hot and cold. I think he's telling you he's not interested and you're not taking the hint, love.
I would say never mind the cards. Try setting a great big dog on him. or complaining to HR or finding out who his wife is and telling her. Bloody idiots. Next. Listen, next up.
We will deal with you sensitively.
No, we will.
No, of course,
we have.
Of course we will.
We will. Please send in your letters. Clinton@clintonbaptiste.com.
And Linda.
And it's for Linda, for attention of Linda as well.
F-A-O Linda.
F-A-O Linda. Right. Now, as you know, I'm having a party.
Yeah.
Right? And Ruth wants to come. Have a listen to this. Hello, Clinton Baptiste.
Clinton, it's Ruth. Clinton, I've heard you're having a party.
Well, just a second, Ruth. I did ask you not to phone me, do you remember?
I had to phone you, Clinton, because you're having a party and I've heard.
Yes, right. All right, you've heard I'm having a party. Yes, it's only a small gathering. There's just a few people coming. It's not really a party. It's just more of a social meet-up, you know, sort of thing.
Why haven't you invited me, Clinton? I'm one because of your friends.
It's not a party, Ruth. It's not a party. Did you hear me? It's not a party, Ruth, is it?
You should invite me to your parties, Clinton.
It's not a party, Ruth, as I say. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? It's a social gathering, didn't I? Just a few people.
Dressed up. It's a Halloween party, I've been told.
It's a bit full up, I'm afraid. I'm not sure I can fit you in, Ruth. It's highfalutin people. I don't think you'd like them.
I would.
No.
I would like them. I'd like to come, please.
No, well, Linda will be there. You don't like Linda, so, you know, there's going to be various people. The producers will be there. Only a few people, and they're not really your type. You understand?
I'm going to come in fancy dress like everybody else. Please. I'm going to come as Linda on a broomstick.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, I am on the end of the broomstick. I'm going to come as Linda,
witch.
Like
what do you mean on...
Sitting on the end of a broomstick.
Oh, you are disgusting. Don't be so bloody disgusting. Don't come as Linda. Come as something nice.
I'm going to put a wart on my chin.
She hasn't got a wart on it. Come on.
And I'm going to have three tits. Like Linda. She's got more than three tits.
She's got more than three tits, has she?
Body.
No, she hasn't got tits everywhere. And I thank you for not saying that. She's a very reliable worker. And she didn't break me cups and blame it on ghosts or leave her bits and pieces in the lavatory. She's very, very reliable and she's very good. And she's very conscientious. If you come round to my house and you try doing anything, I will kick you out. I'll throw you out by Linda's many tits.
I'm going to get a kiss.
From who?
From you.
No.
And the producers.
No.
I am.
No.
That's the treat.
No, I'm not kissing you.
You will when you see me on the broomstick.
No, no kissing.
Do you love Linda more than me?
Oh, Christ, not this again. I like you both the same, Ruth.
Love me more than Linda.
Oh, God. Yes.
Then I'll come to the party then.
No.
Linda won't come to the party.
Linda's coming to the bloody party. She's helping me set it up.
And will you When I do the trick or treat, will you kiss me on the lips?
No, no kissing. I'm not kissing you.
On the just two kisses on my lips.
No, I'm not kissing you on the lips or anywhere else.
Will you kiss me on the three tits?
No. I'm not kissing you on your tits. Two or three.
All three tits.
No, I'm not kissing anyone's tits.
I won't make you kiss my wart.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ruth, just turn up and chat nicely to people and then fuck off home, would you? Thank you. 7:30.
See you there.
She won't dare come anywhere near me. She's all mouth.
She's all mouth and no trousers. Listen, if you do need to relax and you're too worried about Ruth coming into your life, you could do a lot. I'm segueing nicely into Barry's ASMR. Here's Barry from next door with some Halloween trigger words.
Turn off for some scary Halloween words for my ASMR Halloween special. Trick or treat. Jack-o'-lantern. Pumpkin. Evil. Cauldron. Frightening. Staring darkness. Horrifying. Petrifying. Terrifying. Tombstone. Is this triggering you? Tombstone. Cobweb. Cobweb. Ghoulish. Ghoulish. Hocus pocus. Spine chilling. Go sleep if you dare. Go sleep now. Try and relax. Thank you.
Wonderful. That's
That did make me cringe.
It's made me very, very spookily relaxed. Ooh. Spookily relaxed. Linda, I'll see you at the party.
Looking forward to it, love.
I feel spookily relaxed after Barry. There. Yes. Wonderful.
I need a cold shower.
A nice cold shower. In the meantime, see you soon. Yes. Say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye, listeners.
And we'll play out with Barry White. Oh, did that work? I think it's recorded.
But it stopped, didn't it? You better check that. Hey, I've had a weird thing happen this morning.
Yeah.
Paul came round because my Sky's on the blink.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get rid of it. It's too expensive. But anyway, Sky's on the blink, so Paul said he'd sit in for the man.
Yeah, go on.
We're both standing downstairs talking. And all of a sudden, the shower pump upstairs went...
You're joking.
No one else in the house.
I've told you we should include this on the bloody podcast.
No, because it's a load of bollocks. There'll be a reason for it, won't there?
Well, we come to the end of another show. Oh, who's this?
Oh, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I want to lick your face all over. Stick my tongue in your mouth. Go round and round and round. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's Barry White. All right, Barry, calm down.
I want to rub your butt. I want to rub your butt.
All right, filthy pig. Thank you for joining me on the Halloween special this week. So many people to thank. Linda Pollock. You guys for listening, obviously. Wayne Bruder. Those two people, Kevin and Claire from Paranormal Research York. Who else? God, the people who joined. Oh, Jake, Kat. I also want to thank Ruth. God knows how this party's going to go. Barry for ASMR. And of course, you guys.
It won't be nothing without you. Ooh, touch that.
Bye-bye and happy Halloween.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.